Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. The highly praised business book, Professionalizing Strategic Systems Management for Business and Organizational Success by Dr. Terrence Ferrier, Ph.D., allows business and organizational management and employees to bind their concepts into practical and scalable applications that work. The must-do is replaced with not only why, but a concept of how, while it fits those concepts into a scalable application that is actionable for all. As a business consultant since 1992, Dr. Ferrier has worked with small and medium-sized companies to better integrate and help them increase their profits. He sees his primary skill as an organizer, trainer, facilitator, and integrator of systems management that promotes both skill and pride for those in management roles. He earned his Doctor of Philosophy in Applied Management Decision Sciences from Walden University in 2017, while acting as an advisor and consultant to both civilian and military groups. He's earned his Master's in Strategic Studies from the U.S. Army War College in 2005, and a Master's in Business Administration from Regis University, that in 2001, also earned a BSBA in Human Resources and Marketing Management from the University of Arkansas Fayetteville in 1989. A long military career, acted in support of think tanks for the U.S. Army Reserves. Dr. Terrence Ferrier, Ph.D., author of Professionalizing Strategic Systems Management for Business and Organizational Success, is our guest on This Week in America. Doctor, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you. I'm honored to be here.
This is such a fascinating concept, and time is going to go by too quickly, and I'm anxious to really get into what you've written in this book. And I want to start with, you had 30 years civilian government business consultant. What made you decide to write this book? How did this come about?
Well, time after time, I watched CEOs and their executive officers attempt to make meaningful changes in their companies and organizations. Most often, they fail. Key to those failures were there was little to no concept of how to use or make those changes sustainable throughout the enterprise. They would use every management tool available to include SWOT, Lean, PERT, ORSA, MDMP, and so on. They know what they are. Those that are listening to this, I can assure you. And don't get me wrong, these tools have their place, but each have their strengths and weaknesses. I wanted to develop a systematic process that deepens learning into a systems management concept that was sustainable across the enterprise. Professionalizing Strategic Systems Management for Business and Organizational Success is the result.
And it's receiving excellent reviews. One review saying, I actually understand this. So often we pick up a business book and you've got to read it three or four times to understand what you're talking about. You're very clear in the concept that you're talking about. In your opinion, and you've got so many years of valuable research and working on the front line, why do you think change management efforts fail in companies and organizations so often?
Well, you know, I think most often it's the communication of how to sustain those efforts throughout the divisional units of a company. And they cause adoptive challenges. When the CEO and executives see how those interlocking pieces actually work to help support sustainable efforts, it works.
With us on the program is Dr. Terrence Ferrier, Ph.D. He's the author of the book Professionalizing Strategic Systems Management for Business and Organizational Success. In your words, explain systems management. It's something we hear thrown around a lot. Exactly what is systems management?
I think the simplest concept with that, if a company executive makes an enterprise-wide decision due to the minority of units that make up the enterprise, the effects of that decision are not always fully conceptualized among the rest of the divisions or units that make up that enterprise. That is, his or her decision may be great for some, but not the overall, because reactions in other divisional units may be negative, and sometimes profits are lost in the process.
Such a fascinating concept. The book is doing so well, the Professionalizing Strategic Systems Management for Business and Organizational Success, introducing the CCIM three-leg stool by Dr. Terrence Ferrier. I did the subtitle there. Now I have to ask you, What is the CCIM three-leg stool? What is that?
It's a conceptualization product or unit when you see it on a screen or on the book. CCIM stands for Change and Continuous Improvement. So when you mesh systems management and change and continuous improvement, you are able to manifest it into the enterprise so that it's sustainable.
Interesting. I was waiting to ask you exactly what that was and to explain the concept. The book, by the way, available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, AuthorHouse.com. Dr. Ferrier has a website. We'll talk about that before we conclude our conversation today. Is this book, can any organization use this to help them stay focused on continuous improvement? Is this book for any organization?
Yes, and the bigger the company, the more this book will help them sustain gains they make when change is necessary. They'll understand systems management and the concepts and how they intertwine.
How about from an employee standpoint? How do employees who work in companies and organizations benefit from your book?
Well, part of the teaching in the book relates directly to the employees. In fact, I think that's the first or second chapter. I think it's the second one. For instance, the job description that is used when those employees are onboarded may have changed very little in nearly a decade, but it may not need to change much.
Yes.
But each task mentioned in the job description may take more or less time and effort than when it was first codified. Once the employee's job description is reconciled to his or her actual daily, weekly, or monthly actual task, they may get more understanding from their evaluators. Likewise, if systems in the enterprise have changed, some of those tasks may now be obsolete, and the operations manager may find ways to improve their operational bottom line cost and realign tasks to meet current requirements. The more the employees are engaged, the happier they are.
You know, one of the other components in all of this is business colleges. How can business colleges benefit from your book, Professionalizing Strategic Systems Management for Business and Organizational Success?
Well, when they begin to see, when they start reading the book, I don't know how else to say this. When you start reading the book, you'll start seeing things that you have rationalized yourself in your own organization. But as you continue to read, you'll start to see the connectivities, because in the book, it relates, if there's something changes here, go back to chapter one or go back to chapter four. It's all in there. So they begin to see a picture of how to change their organization. That's where the book comes in.
And we'll give you again this information and tell you where you can get the book and you can link onto it. For example, go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. It goes right to the pages on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, AuthorHouse.com. I mentioned your background as a business consultant and entrepreneur. How do you see the future for spreading the lessons in your book to others?
Well, I hope to have the opportunity to teach business owners, executive staffs, and business deans the usefulness of CCIM concept utilizing a systems management platform.
You know, I mentioned all that you've got going in the beginning in the introduction, and I did a shortened version of that. There's so much more we can talk about, a just distinguished background. What other endeavors are you working on?
Well, some are not business related in the sense that it's direct, but I'm setting up a nonprofit business called the Lambs Plans Inc. And it'll be a maternity home for mothers who need a place to stay. And they're going to keep or adopt out their unborn children. Further, I'm writing a small business book that provides easily understandable but profitable insights for small business and entrepreneurs.
And when you speak, we listen, because you've been through this. You've done this for decades. How can people get in touch with you? The book we've talked about, and we'll give you that again, where the book's available. If someone would like to get in contact with you, what's the best way to do that?
Well, my email address is tferrier@cpbs, Charlie Papa Bravo Sierra .us. And I do have a website, and it's https://www.cpbs.us. And there's a contact tab there, and it's available.
And we'll have all of that information as well, so you can get information on Dr. Ferrier and the book that, again, is doing so well. What's it like for you in releasing this book and getting the positive feedback that you're taking something that's been a roadblock for many people? Change is not something that people are really relish, and you're presenting it in such a way that it's doable. Your book, what you talk about is doable. How rewarding is that, that you're getting the positive response from the book?
Well, to be honest, I'm glad to get the positive response, but I've been so busy, I haven't had a chance to look up.
Well, you need to. You'll find out that, hey, you're a good author and you should do more of these. In fact, let me ask you that. With all of your business background, are you working on another business book?
Yeah, I'm working on a small business book that provides, because there's a lot of small businesses out there, and they're really, they're the churn. There's butter that has to be made, and they're the churn, and we have to keep that profitizing going for communities and that kind of thing. So the small business book I'm writing, again, it's made for easy understandable but profitable insights for small business and entrepreneurs. I'm working on that now.
What's the times like for small and medium businesses? The times are very difficult. During normal times, it's challenging to be able to stay in business and to be able to make money to continue to stay in business with all the obstacles we're facing now, supply chain shortages, and of course with COVID. How challenging a time is this for business?
For small business, it's excruciating. I talk to them weekly, and a lot of their biggest challenge right now is typically not having enough staff. And we cause that ourselves a little bit. I think you can help people too much and then they don't want to go to work. But that has changed now. Some of the states, including the state I'm in, has stopped paying those stipends. Now, as much as it was needed at the time, those folks either have decided to go someplace else and find other jobs, or they're just not back in the work group yet. So it's just difficult for them.
I mentioned that your skills are as an organizer, a trainer, facilitator, and integrator of systems management. Talk about that integration part of systems management. You take all of the training through all of this as you're training, you're organizing, you're putting the groups together. What's the integration? How difficult is that to actually, I guess the implementation stage is what I'm asking you. You walk them all the way through the process, and now it's time to make it applicable. How do you do that?
Well, in each organization, I have two or three people that I subcontract with, and depending on how big the job is, I'll either bring them in or go myself or whatever the case may be. It depends. But the integration process is simple but complex, and let me explain that. The idea is I wouldn't call it really simple, but I would call it, once they understand the book, they'll understand the concept. And then take measurements within the enterprise to see, number one, where they're at currently, what their challenges are in that area, in that scene, and then start working with the individuals that help drive those changes. And as soon as they buy into the concept, then they'll begin seeing how it works for them and makes their business more profitable and certainly more efficient.
The book is Professionalizing Strategic Systems Management for Business and Organizational Success, introducing the CCIM three-leg stool. Our guest is the author, Dr. Terrence Ferrier. That's F-A-R-R-I-E-R, if you're Googling, PhD. Book available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, AuthorHouse.com, his website, cpbs.us, and we'll do that one more time before we wrap up here. A very interesting career dealing in the business world and dealing with the military. Talk a little bit about that. I mentioned you acted supportive think tanks for the U.S. Reserves. And I'm reading that and I'm thinking that's got to be sort of a different skill set, because they're not necessarily, they should be on a budget, I guess, but they're not necessarily trying to turn a profit. They're providing a service. How challenging is that when you're dealing with military as opposed to the regular business world?
Well, I was blessed with being selected as one of the advisors to two star generals at Joint Forces Command. And the reason that I was selected is because I had two sets of worlds I was living in, basically. One was the reserve world, which meant that I wasn't there full-time Army in that case. And the other one was the civilian sector as a consultant. And when they seen that I had the War College and the things leading up to War College as far as education and the civilian sector, they married them. And they asked me to come in, and that's what I did. So I spent 5 years or so doing that with them. And the compartmentalization between the military, you'd understand why they have to have it, because, you know, there's some things that you don't want to tell everybody, including exactly. Our enemies.
Yes.
But so the compartmentalization also works in the civilian sector, and most of the time it's deals with personalities and let's just say it the way it is, upsmanship and that kind of thing.
Exactly.
But the key to understanding how to marry them was, if something worked in the military, it may not work in the civilian sector. If something worked in the civilian sector, it may not work in the military. And then there were those times when they worked together. And when you see that and understand it, and that's part of the reason for the book, then you're able to, you know, provide some advice that's actually meaningful.
Well, yes. Dr. Terrence Ferrier, our guest, the book Professionalizing Strategic Systems Management for Business and Organizational Success. A couple minutes left in the program. You talk about developing strategies and through continuous improvement. I want to talk about that for a second here. Once you implement a strategy, that's really not forever, is it? I mean, it's sort of like, okay, this is working now. How challenging is it to stay on top so when you need to pivot, you're able to do so?
It's basically called a learning organization at that point. You start looking at, okay, before I make a decision, I'm going to bring all my staff in, which is typical, at least hopefully typical, because I haven't been everywhere yet. But you ask about things, and some people might be a little reticent about answering in certain things. But if you make a decision as a CEO, or as a part of a division in a company or corporation, those decisions affect different divisional units within that enterprise. And when that happens, you need to know before that happens to mitigate the problems that occur when that communication is not fully vetted. And that's, again, that goes back to the book, and it's in there.
All of this and so much more in Dr. Ferrier's book, and I'll give you the title here in a second. I want to go back and go through the contact information. If someone wants to get in contact with you, we'll have the email that the doctor is going to give us here and his website, which we'll have up on our website as well. What's the best way to get in contact with you?
Well, I can be reached through the email at my business site. And the email is T Ferrier, and that's T as in Tom, F as in Frank, Alpha Romeo Romeo India, Echo Romeo. That's T Ferrier at C as in Charlie, P as in Papa, B as in Bravo, S as in Sierra .us.
It's all there, and the book you'll find at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, AuthorHouse.com. If you Google, you'll get all that information there as well. The book is Professionalizing Strategic Systems Management for Business and Organizational Success, Introducing the CCIM Three-Leg Stool. The author is Dr. Terrence Ferrier, our guest on the program today. Doctor, it's been a pleasure. The time has gone by way too quickly. A pleasure having you on the program. Thank you for being with us. It's been an interesting conversation. Hopefully we can do this again. Thank you for spending some time with us on the program.
I feel blessed and honored to be here. Thank you.
Thank you. And me as well. The book, once again, by Dr. Terrence Ferrier. All the information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.